Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on, 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow, mad cow, line dance song.
Hey, Shanghai Nation, welcome to the show here on another Friday afternoon. Some show notes if you are looking for some pro wrestling tonight. WCWO in Indianapolis, like usual at the Outlaw Arena. PPW in Petaluma, California. AWE in Cocoa, Florida. APW in Royston, Georgia. NFW in Evansville, Indiana. NWL in Overland Park, Kansas. Ring Wars, Carolina in Lumberton, North Carolina. And in our neck of the woods, the NWWA in Corvallis, Oregon. Tomorrow night, Rose City Wrestling in Portland, Oregon, where you can find myself. NWWA back tomorrow night in Milwaukee, Oregon. AIWF in Lafayette, Alabama. RCCW in Hazel Green, Alabama. LLA in Phoenix, Arizona. ECCW in New Westminster, British Columbia. EWF in San Bernardino, California. LPW in St. Petersburg, Florida. Wrestle Club in Garden City, Idaho. FPW in Maryville, Indiana. ICW in Lafayette, Indiana. PWA in Lancaster, Ohio. And the BWF featuring Casey Carlisle, whom I love, in Nottoway, Virginia tomorrow. So there are lots of wrestling shows tomorrow night. And also tomorrow night, you can catch a free show. It's the annual Southern Wrestling Superstar Show in Henderson County, Tennessee, right there in Lexington, Tennessee, featuring Billy Gunn versus Dangerous Doug Gilbert, right there in the Gilbert's hometown. Always a great night of wrestling at the Henderson County Fair. It's an annual tradition, outdoor venue. Going to be a great night. So if you're anywhere near Lexington, Tennessee, get out there, support what they do at the Henderson County Fair. Should be an outstanding main event. Billy Gunn and Doug Gilbert. QT sounds like there's lots and lots of wrestling going on here, even up in our neck of the woods. A busy week, and I'm going to be beelining tomorrow down to Rose City Wrestling. I'll be back in a six-sided ring.
Well, Sunday, I am pleased to announce to all our wrestling fans, and Paul Moonshine in particular, that I will be making my debut Rose City Wrestling. My debut at Rose City Wrestling.
That's huge. Absolutely huge news. Now, some of the people you're going to be seeing tomorrow night, QT, they include Max Burnside, Rook Kelly, Lance Pearson, Latino Blanco, the brand new RCW Heavyweight Champion, Big Vicious, as well as the RCW Tag Team Champions, TNT.
Wow, this is, C-Sign, I'm killing two birds with one stone, because, as you may remember, Big Vicious was ranked number one about 2 weeks ago in our Northwest 9 7/8 Northwest Wrestle Rankings, and I owe him a fruit pie.
There you go. You can get right inside of that six-sided ring and hand him a fruit pie. Hopefully, it will be lemon.
Well, I am going to talk to the commissioner if I can give Big B this fruit pie at intermission. Who is the commissioner at Rose City Wrestling, Tongue Guy?
You know, I am unsure who won the job. That was being discussed at the last show I attended there for RCW. I don't know if they made the announcement yet or not, but I'm going to investigate that, and hopefully I will have an answer by the end of this very program.
Well, that would be much appreciated, Sign Guy. Can you remember who was ranked number one along with Big V and thus also be eligible for a fruit pie and hopefully also be wrestling at Rose City Wrestling? Is there any possibility?
Was it Sunny Days?
Oh boy, no, I don't think so. Let me see if I have it. Ooh, here's a no. That's Draven Vargas. Wasn't the
Draven Vargas was number one?
No, I don't think so. It wasn't Robert Von Ludwig. Oh, I think it was Otis the Gimp. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Otis the Gimp. Yeah, that's
Otis
that's
the
right.
Gimp, I don't believe, scheduled to appear, so you will have to make another trip to a show where Otis is performing.
Oh, come on. Oh, okay. All right. Well, now, Sign, is it Max Burnside or Bernstein?
Burnside.
Oh, okay. I think when I hear Max Burnside, my mind flashes back to my childhood with the Bernstein Bears. Remember them? The Bernstein
yes.
Bears? Oh, okay. All right. Now, Sign, Billy and Chuck were one of my favorite tag teams of all time. Billy and Chuck.
I could see that. They also will not be there.
Yeah,
of
that's
course,
a bummer.
Billy, it will be busy. He will be appearing in Tennessee against Dangerous Doug Gilbert.
Well, what is Chuck doing these days? That's Chuck Palumbo, right?
Chuck Palumbo, the last I heard, had a custom motorcycle shop where he custom built motorcycles.
Oh, okay. I could see that. I could see that. Because he used to ride to the ring on motorcycles.
Yes, he did.
Now, Sango, that leads into my next question. Who in the Northwest will be the first and pioneer, mind you, to ride a mini bike to the ring?
I'm going to say Pinky Shortcake.
Pinky Shortcake? Who's that?
Yes. She manages Mr. Fitness and also wrestles herself against other lady midgets.
Oh, that's true. Yes. Okay. For just a brief minute there, I thought it was one of Randy the Taylor's pimpettes.
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, okay. Okay. Although I would love to see Sarah ride a mini bike to the ring. That wouldn't be bad. Maybe I could talk to Randy about this.
Well, I'm sure next week he looks forward to that.
Yes, I'm sure he does. Yes. Okay.
Now, QT also appearing at most Rose City Wrestling events. I'm sure he will be there tomorrow. One of your all-time favorite competitors, Psycho Sailor.
Oh! Hey, now it's been a long time since I've seen Psycho Sailor in action. I just hope the fans don't boo him and they have the courtesy and the class and a little bit of culture to be quiet and not sing that insipid song YMCA by the Village People. I demand total silence for someone.
Are you
going to
get on the microphone and demand it?
I think I should, yes. Psycho Sailor is the ultimate consummé wrestler. He brings a touch of class to the Northwest. Yes. You can clearly see that YMCA song throws him off his game plan.
It really does. Now, last show, he was victorious against Brian Armstrong.
Oh, all right. Now, Sunday, is there any truth to the rumors that since I have seen him, and that's quite some time ago, I think his demise came when it was proven that he attacked Tex Thompson in the parking lot, never really saw him again after that. Is it true that he has worked out a new finishing move and he has a new high aerial attack?
I can't confirm or deny the high aerial attack, but Psycho Sailor does have a long list of maneuvers in his arsenal.
I see. Well, Sign Guy, now it has been established that he doesn't like that Village People song. However, maybe he is a closet Village People fan and he listens to them in private, much the same way as Sid Vicious, bass player for the Sex Pistols, was a closet ABBA fan. If so, who do you think Psycho Sailor's favorite Village People person was? Was it the Indian chief, or maybe the construction worker, or maybe the police cop?
I'm going to have to say probably enjoyed the construction worker the most.
Oh, okay. All right. Construction worker. Okay. All right. How about the Indian? Now, his real name was Felipe Rose. For some reason, that stuck out in my mind.
Huh. Now, what do you think that Psycho Sailor's all-time favorite Village People song is?
Well, it's probably Key West.
I'm going to go on a limb. I'm going to say it is actually Ready for the 80s.
Oh, Ready for the... Okay, all right. And I'm gonna put down that you think Psycho Sailor, Sailor's favorite Village People, second-ranked favorite, would be Felipe Rose, the Indian chief. That's what I'm going to put down. Since you avoided the question.
His favorite performer was the construction worker. I said that.
Oh, okay. Well, then I did ask you if maybe Felipe Rose snuck in there and you went silent for a little bit. Are you
That's
eating?
Because I was thinking no, because it's the construction worker.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now maybe she has not stepped into the ring. Although, whenever you see the tally, babe, you don't see Laren Golden Songbird Amos. Well, who is Laren Golden Songbird Amos's favorite Village person?
I'm going to have to guess the construction worker for her as well. And are you sure you never saw the two of them together?
I'm pretty sure, yes. Yes.
Oh, that's weird.
Very strange, yes. Now, Sign Guy, Psycho Sailor, being at Rose City Wrestling, has just almost colored my, how would you say, the glasses that I view the world in rose color. Nothing almost, and Big B being there and me giving him a fruit pie at intermission is almost frosting on the cake. However,
Wait a minute. I thought he was going to get a pie, not a cake.
Oh, a pie, yes. Sorry. I just said frosting on the cake. It would be frosting on the cake. That's what I meant.
You know. Well, I thought you were going to switch and get him some sort of cake.
Well, I could put some frosting, cake frosting on the fruit pie if he wants. It'd be an added expense on my
you
account.
You and Big B.
That'd up my overhead expenses for this trip, you know, Duncan Hines frosting on a fruit pie, but I'm willing to undergo that. However, could I achieve the trifecta if Big V is there and Psycho Sailor and Darth Carta, one of my all-time favorites?
I don't know if Darth Carta has ever appeared at Rose City Wrestling. Hopefully he won't be there because I'd like to enjoy myself.
Oh, come on! What is it with you and Darth Carta?
I hate that idiot.
And I never see you and him in the same place either. Probably because you refuse to take his hand.
That is a
yes.
You have seen us compete against each other numerous times.
Boy, I don't know. I know you refuse to socialize with him. Yes,
well,
absolutely.
Well, course I do that, but do you not recall the Venture guys versus Darth Tarda and Delirium? It was a match for the ages, one that Brian Alvarez ran out of stars to rate, and Dave Metzger wept at its magnificence.
Yes, and that was a question I was going to ask Dash Venture about today. Yes. He was supposed to be on. Yes.
He was, and I don't know where he is. Possibly he's with Beast Barnett.
My preparation for the questions that I had would have astounded anyone. Yes.
Is that your way of saying you ran him off?
Well, Dash never runs off when he sees me. Yes. Now, in the beginning, I must admit, our nonverbal relationship was a little bit rocky, but we smoothed that out. Yes.
I see. All right. Was that a Rocky Classic reference, by the way?
The Rocky Horror Show reference, yes.
Oh, okay.
Don't you agree that Dash bears a slight resemblance to Frankenfurter in the movie?
I'm going to say no.
How about Vlad the Impaler?
I could see that, maybe.
Oh, okay. Because he did look like Vlad the Impaler at his wedding, yes. No, not
all
that.
Right.
Well, Vlad the Impaler, it kind of looks like Geezy Butler, the bass player of Black Sabbath, especially in his early days of 1970 and 1971. Vlad the Impaler, Geezy Butler. And you could throw a little bit of Dash Venture in there.
All right.
Yes. Well, that was quite the segue.
It really was. Are you trying to say that you think Dash Venture would ride a segue?
Oh, like Tommy Celsius used to.
Yes.
Well, I'd pay pretty good money to see that. Yes. Segway. Either a Segway or a mini bike.
What if they drove a Segway hauling a mini bike?
Wow, that'd be like double the treat. Yes. Double the pleasure. Because some of those mini bikes back in the early 1970s and late 60s, they were painted in psychedelic colors. Do you know what a mint condition mini bike painted in those colors and verified with a stamp of authenticity would go for?
I'm going to say $700.33.
Oh, I'm not sure of the price, but I'm sure they could reflect nostalgic feelings and fetch a high price on eBay. Yes.
All right.
Just like when you find, like in these storage sheds, sometimes out of the blue moon, and it doesn't happen much, you find one of those Schwinn psychedelic bicycles, like with the banana seat, and the sissy bar that comes up like real high and back, a sissy bar, you know. They kind of look like choppers, Harley Davidson choppers, only they were like bicycles. All those can fetch a lot if they're in mint condition and working order. $23,000 from what I hear, per bike, $23,000.
And that's what you went to see Dash Venture ride to a ring on.
I have narrowed it down, Sign Guy, to a mini bike, a Segway, or one of those psychedelic Schwinn bicycles of the late 60s, early 70s, even though Dash Venture probably wasn't a kid around that time. Yes. Well, he might have been.
All right. Now, QT, we would be remiss if we did not mention that also tonight, our guest for next Friday, the Phoenix Kid, will be performing as well tonight. It's Last Frontier Open Weight Championship match. AKA Lightning versus the Phoenix Kid. That's going down tonight for NFWA as they are taking part in a hybrid show. It's going to be boxing, kickboxing, and pro wrestling all on the same card. That's going to be held at the Soldotna Regional Sports Center in Alaska tonight. Should be outstanding, and we're going to have a lot to talk about with the Phoenix Kid next week. Win, lose, or draw.
Now, son, my memory might be a little bit foggy, but I could have sworn at the Uncle Sam's Tavern in Spanaway, Washington, Darth Carter appeared in one of those hybrid matches, pro wrestling and MMA. Am I correct?
Possibly. I don't keep tabs on them too much.
Oh, okay. Now, who do you give the edge to, AK Lightning or the Phoenix Kid?
Well, AK Lightning has a size and experience advantage, but the Phoenix Kid, on his way up, he's been extremely good in his brief career. I don't know. I may have to give the edge to AK Lightning, though, because he does have that manager, Honey LaCour, with him, and she might be the final advantage that he needs to obtain victory.
Does she herself have MAA experience?
Not to my knowledge.
I see. Well, how about the Phoenix Kid? Who's training him at the start of his MMA skills? Who's training him and giving him advice?
Well, I don't know that this is an MMA match. I believe this is one of the pro wrestling matches, but on the same show you will see other MMA fights as well as pro boxing.
Wow. All right. Okay. And so what you're saying to our fans who should tune in next Friday, they can expect the Phoenix Kid.
Yes.
Well, we must ask him a lot of questions about his match with AK Lightning. Can you give us an update, Sungai, who we will be interviewing Sunday?
This coming Sunday, it is our tribute to the NWA, the National Wrestling Alliance. We will have some people on the show that have experience working for the NWA, besides myself, of course, both past and present.
Wow. All right. Can you name some names, or are you bound to not name names because of copyright infringement laws?
I don't think copyright would apply here, but I will throw out a few names. This may not be a full list. Keep in mind, we may have even more in store for this NWA tribute, but just a few of the names we can confirm. The longest reigning NWA Continental Champion, Bad Blood, currently holds the NWA Heritage title. We will have former number one contender to the NWA World Heavyweight title, someone that worked for a number of NWA promotions, Tracy Smothers, and also confirmed the former NWA World's Women's Champion, Casey Carlisle.
Oh, boy, okay. Now, Sungai, in all seriousness, are you going to take this opportunity for the first time in Turnbuckle Turmoil history to order heart-shaped pillows over the air? It's never happened before. For Halloween, for a Halloween special.
Well, I don't know if that would be appropriate for the NWA tribute or not, but Casey Carlisle will be there. We have it confirmed. Former NWA World Women's Champion. He held that title for many years. And we're going to be talking the history of the NWA as well as its present. Recent present is a little bit murky, of course, right now with the new ownership and seeing how that will play out. But in the last few years, the NWA has worked very hard to reestablish itself as a successful brand in professional wrestling. Lots and lots of history involved whenever you discuss the NWA. So we're going to have a great time with all of the guests, no matter how many of them we have.
Well, Sungai, I have to do a little bit of research on the NWA history. Perhaps you can fill me in on whom Casey Carlisle first defeated to capture her crown? Who was the first opponent she faced to capture the championship?
The person that she beat for the title?
Yes.
That was Tasha Simone.
Oh, Tasha Simone. Okay. All right. Any chance that she will join Casey Carlisle?
I don't believe so at this point in time, but you never know.
Oh, okay. Maybe I can work some of my magic and try to get her on the show. Yes. Throw out a bone to her, per se. Okay. Tasha Simone. That is at TASHASAMONNE. Simone?
No. It is TASHASIMONE.
SIMONE. Okay, Simone. Okay. Okay, very good. All right. Well, now, Sign, there are rumors that Casey Carlisle is going to be offering some black and orange heart-shaped pillows in the Halloween theme, just to throw that out there. I don't know if you want to do an on-air ordering, although in my own opinion, that'd be groundbreaking, but I'm just going to warn you that she has a Halloween-type heart-shaped pillow theme coming up.
Uh-huh, and this is confirmed.
Oh, yeah, sure, yes.
Because if you were to throw that out there and she didn't have it, I would hate to see what she would do to you next month when she's in the area.
Boy, oh, boy. You might not hear from me for about 2 months. I'd have to go underground. Because
you up out of the underground and pulverize you, making the sidewalk slam the least of your worries. And you're right, I probably wouldn't hear from you for a long time after that, because I don't know what she'd be capable of if someone were to put out bogus rumors on Casey Carlisle merchandise that did not exist yet.
Well, put it this way, Sign Guy, I could see her, and I wouldn't blame her, for coming out to Rose City Wrestling, and she went to, knowing Casey Carlisle, she would remain silent on this issue, and if I were to appear, let's say, on the Halloween card at Rose City Wrestling, hoping they have one, if she did fly out here and I were present, she would probably suddenly bolt out of the wrestling ring, grab one of those banana-shaped psychedelic 1969 Schwinn's speed bicycles and run over my forehead with a fat back tire and leave a skid mark. I would be skid marked. Yes, that's what I'm saying, by Casey Carlisle.
Is that a Ryan Howe reference?
Oh, I don't know who this Ryan Howe is. I'm just saying that as a kid, I myself left skid marks on a lot of pavements throughout the Northwest. My record was a 21-foot skid mark as I came down off a plywood ramp. Casey Carlisle may not have as much skid mark experience as I do, but she'd probably leave one on my forehead. Yes.
That sounds like a Ryan Howe reference, and he hates being called skid marks.
Oh, okay.
And claiming right. You don't know whom he is, despite the fact that you've interviewed him on this very program, probably won't make his anger any less.
Ah, come on. I'll go back in the archives and look him up. Yes. Very rarely have I raised the heckles or ire. Ire is a much better word of any of our interviewees. Yes.
What about Brittany Brown?
Oh yeah, well that was a private matter. Yes. Well, sort of. I don't think on air she's ever gotten mad at me. Yes.
She swore like a drunk sailor at you for 15 minutes.
Oh, she did. Brittany Brown, if you're listening, that was probably when I put down the phone and went and caught up on some of my cleaning duties in the bathroom, and then remembered that you were on the air and came back and caught the tail end of your tirade, Brown.
Are you sure? I distinctly remember you being in fear of Brittany Brown for months.
Well, we'll have to get Brittany Brown back on. Yes. There's no need for me to apologize to her because I've made up to her. Yes.
You did send her that book. Now, QT, if you were to offer her a chance to come on, what time would you tell her the show starts?
Oh, boy. I would have to go over this with her ad nauseum to see if we're on the same page. Much like the pages that I turned in my novel when I went into the other room when she began her tirade. No man should have to listen to that.
Which novel was it?
Oh, it was like that one you gave me, Love and Sex with Robots, by David Levy. David Levy, yes.
Now, can you confirm that is your favorite all-time novel?
Oh, no, that's not. That is not my all-time favorite novel, no.
Is your favorite all-time novel Antietam Brown by Mick Foley?
I'm going to say it's No Blacks, No Irish, No Dogs by John Lydon.
All right.
Yes. And followed shortly after that by Three Dog Nightmare. Three Dog Nightmare.
Oh, I can see that.
Now, you know who John Lydon was, don't you?
Yeah, from the Sex Pistols.
Oh, okay.
Did you know?
Yes, I was. What's that?
Did you know that's who it was?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yes.
You didn't really know, did you?
Oh, sure. Yes.
All right. Now, yes. QT, are you going to take your favorite novel with you to Rose City Wrestling tomorrow and ask every third wrestler that gets into the ring if they would like to borrow it?
No, not really borrow it, sign guy. However, I may be bringing my Devo album that has been signed by many Northwest wrestlers. A Devo album.
Can you name four of them that have autographed it?
Yes, just one moment, and I will go get that album. It's pretty close, since my apartment isn't that big. And I also had a guitar autographed that I won. Remember the guitar that I won at Blue Collar Wrestling?
The one that you gave to me as a Christmas gift that's now in my closet.
Yes, I think Buddy Highway signed it.
Yes, he did, as in Stillwell and even Gregor Petrov.
Oh, he did. Can you read Gregor Petrov's penmanship? That's what I'm asking.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just one moment, and I will go get that album. Okay, this is going to be great. Just a second.
Now, for the listeners today also wondering, QT will be receiving, as seen in an episode of The Sign of the Times, the book In Timber Country by Beverly A. Brown, as well as Dash by Kirby Larson. I think you'll be very pleased with both books. Did you find it, QT?
Yes, I did. Here we go. Now, the only autograph to appear on the back cover is Randy the Pimp Taylor. Very nice. Okay. Now let me see. I'm switching to the front here. Oh, now Kevin Brandt autographed it. That's good. Kevin Brandt. Okay. And like I thought, Buddy Highway also autographed it. And Petrov autographed it. Now, I put Petrov in block lettering and an arrow to his autograph because you can't really read it so good. So, Petrov. Okay.
All right.
Now there's also other ones. Cowboy Tex Thompson autographed it.
Wow, that's a pretty huge autograph.
Yes, and I must say his is probably the most artistic signature on that album. It's very beautiful, flowing cursive writing. Cowboy Tex Thompson. Okay. And two.
Have you had any of the people that signed the album come over and listen to it with you?
Oh, now that would be. I've got to take that up with Tex Thompson. As you know, Sign Guy, he does have speakers at the event.
Do they have a turntable?
That's what I'm going to ask him. Yes. In fact, should I for the first time in Turnbuckle Turmoil history, should I do an online request of Tex Thompson to play an autographed Pacific Northwest Wrestler album? That just happens to be on a Devo format. Should they do this?
I think so.
All right. Okay. Okay. Just a sec. This is our first online request of Tex Thompson Live. Here we go. Oh, and you might wonder, Bad Blood also autographed the album. Bad Blood.
And very interesting.
D-Man. Who's D-Man?
Who?
Someone. D-Man.
DeMarcus James.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, all
right. QT, will you be asking anyone to sign your copy of In Timber Country by Beverly A. Brown in the months ahead?
Wow. Now, one question. Did you get this at the Seattle Free Library?
It was at a little free library, yes. It was one on Sandpoint Way.
Oh, wow. Can you give us a quick synopsis of the book before I answer your question? Quick synopsis.
Sure. It's how Southwest Oregon embodies the fast-changing social and environmental trends of the Pacific Northwest. The volatile clash of logging and environmental interests over the fate of old-growth forests, an influx of wealthy suburbanites from California, and the effects of national economic trends. Championing neither environmentalists nor timber companies, Beverly A. Brown analyzes the subsequent transformation of the region. Her candid interviews with mostly poor to lower middle income people from the Rogue Valley region bring these looming social, cultural, and economic changes into the realm of everyday life.
Now, Sangai, you may have glanced through this book. Is the spotted owl mentioned on this old growth logging? The spotted owl.
I believe you will see a spotted owl reference or two.
Okay. Do you know spotted owl tastes like chicken?
I was not aware of such.
Oh, okay. Now, does it also mention anything about these old-growth logs being exported to China?
You'll have to find out when you get it into the book.
Do you know that China has a growing middle class that has and upper middle class that values Northwest timber?
I can see that.
Oh, okay. Now, I was going to ask another question. Didn't you ask me a question about the book?
Yes, I was going to ask if you were going to have some of the wrestlers involved in Rose City Wrestling and or Blue Collar Wrestling and or Suquamish Championship Wrestling and or Pro Wrestling Federation and or ECCW and or Combat Pro Wrestling sign the book for you.
Oh, well, I think I could kill two birds with one stone if I gave Big V my fruit pie at intermission and just have the book there ready for him to sign also. That killed two birds with one stone. Get rid of a fruit pie, get an autograph. Yes.
Yeah, it really would.
That'd be kind of, okay. Other than him, I don't know, you know. I don't know. Maybe. Just ask around after the event's over.
Maybe Max Burnside would sign it for you.
Bernstein or Burnside?
Burnside.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yes. Whom I may add has also been ranked number one, but I'm not sure when, in our rankings. Yes, in our rankings.
Wasn't he number one a few weeks ago?
Boy, I don't know. Sign the week's blur and the exhaustion that I feel in compiling these rankings. You know, I don't get much sleep. I really don't. I agonize over these rankings. I'm trying to cut back. Yes.
Now, QT, the rumors were out there. I believe it was confirmed. The brand new top 9 and 7/8 wrestler rankings will be out at 5:15 p.m. today. Is that true?
Oh, my God. 5:15? Yes, I think they will be. Yes. Yes. Now
there's
I've
been
got a warrant.
A lot of,
yes.
There's a lot of scuttlebutt. There's a lot of talk that Brittany Nelson herself has been petitioning, trying to get her spot as the number one ranked Pacific Northwest wrestler.
Brittany Nelson? Well, I think she might have an inside track to at least easily ascend to above number 5.
That's not number one, and she's been petitioning to get number one because she wants that fruit pie.
I think she would be thrilled to know that she's on the slippery slope to the down slope to number one ranking. Certainly that would raise her blood pressure. Yes.
You don't want to raise the blood pressure of an angry pregnant woman, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yes. That wouldn't be very good.
And she'd probably be able to sue you for such.
Well, did Brittany Nelson appear at the only Woodland Pro Wrestling event?
No.
At Moose Tavern. Oh, she did? Okay. Oh, all right.
I'm sure the other 8 7/8 people will have appeared at that show because that seems to be what you use to calculate the rankings, despite the fact it was 4 years ago.
Well, now some wrestlers in the Northwest kind of objected to that time warp. Yes. Okay. They did, yes. But, you know, I do listen to the criticisms that come in about the rankings. Yes. I'm not here to make friends. Yes.
All right.
I'm here to go with my gut feeling, which is also a song on Devo's album that I will bring to Rose City Wrestling. Hey, which begs the question, Sign Guy, why don't any of the other fans bring stuff to the events, like albums or shot puts and discus and even a vacuum cleaner? Let's put a vacuum cleaner to an event.
Well, probably because it would encourage fans bring the weapons matches, and I hate those. Hate them with a passion.
Oh, all right. Well, I clearly don't bring these things as a weapon. It's never my intention to use them. Although I guess Gregor Petrov could have grabbed one of my shot puts and thrown it at a wrestler.
Exactly.
I'm just glad of the interaction. Buddy Highway actually picked up a discus, you know, and kind of made throwing motions. Once at Blue Collar. It's a very good, nice interaction. It's an icebreaker. It's an icebreaker. Yes.
Are you saying he broke up some ice for drinks using that discus?
No, I broke up some ice and applied it to Gregor Petrov's lower back as he was unsuccessful in many matches that I have seen him. Unsuccessful. Gregor Petrov.
All right.
Yeah, you got to have a lot of crushed ice around Gregor.
Well, you know, some people like their vodka on the rocks, apparently.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, even Psycho Sailor. Boy, I'm so pleased that he's going up here. Yes. Huge fan of his. Yes. I remember
that is
when
true,
he
you are.
Took a very young Moonshine Clan and had them as apprentice sailors in the ring. He even brought an oar to the ring. And he said in a seminal, at least for me, a seminal moment in Blue Collar Wrestling happened when he was on the mic and he said, when I tell these young apprentice sailors to jump, they say, how high? And all the Moonshine Brothers jumped in the ring. Very seminal moment.
All of them, because there's a lot.
There were three of them. Three of them in the ring.
Okay.
They were apprentice seamen, sign guy. Apprentice seamen.
I see. Now, there are a lot of moonshiners out there. Paul Moonshine had a busy life.
He what?
He had a very busy life.
Oh, sure, sure. A sailor's life doesn't end when that Liberty Bell rings. See, when the Liberty Bell rings, you know, you kind of get the hopes up for a sailor to go down that gangplank and be free of the ship. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, they'll ring it for just select people and keep others to, like, swab extra decks and screw in light bulbs or, you know, go down into the engine room and check the oil level. Yes.
Nice.
Liberty does not mean instant liberty. That's what I'm getting at. I'm going to discuss this with Psycho Sailor. Yes.
During his match?
If I could. While the match is going on, I would hope to avoid security and put a list of questions in the ring. Yes.
Are you going to have a piece of paper and a pencil so you can write down 18 and one-third questions to ask during the course of Rose City Wrestling tomorrow?
Well, I think, yes. Yes. In fact, maybe we should do an on-live presentation of Turnbuckle Turmoil at Rose City Wrestling. But then again, that would be hard because someone would have to man the switchboard. Damn. Boy.
That really would be.
One of these times, one of us will have to stay behind while one of us goes live at Rose City Wrestling. Good. That would be nice.
Yeah, we haven't done that for a while. Never at
yes.
Rose City Wrestling.
That's true. Okay. All right. Well, now, Sign, you're wondering how my questions to Tex Thompson is going. Just one minute. I'm going to put down the phone. I've got part of it written out right here. This is big. Just a second. I said, Tex, QT votes here. Okay. Live on Turnbuckle as we speak. My question is, I got a type here. Here we go. See, oh no! Oh boy, that's another one. Good. Okay. Oh boy. Okay. Tech. Okay. Let me see. I have here before me an autograph, autograph copy of Devo's album, Now It Can Be Told. Okay, here we go. Now It Can Be Told. Now it is autographed. Okay, it is autographed by yourself, Gregor Iceman Petrov. No, I'm just kidding. Gregor Petrov. Buddy Highway. Let me see now. Bad Flood. T-Rex. And, yeah, Kevin Brandt. And let me see now. Who was that on the back? Oh, yeah, Randy the Pimp. Since you have the loudspeakers, can we play this album during a BCW intermission? Wow. With sign guys also, hopefully. Oh, what do you think? Sign guys also, hopeful musical wish. Yeah, okay, there we go. Now, I will keep close eye to see if Tex Thompson replies before the end of the show.
Hopefully.
Yes, okay. Now, sign guy, is there going to be any women's action at Rose City Wrestling tomorrow?
I don't have that confirmed. Hopefully Sunny Days will be back and defend that NWA Pacific Northwest ladies title.
Oh, now that would be huge. That would be any chance to know who she's going up against?
I do not, but she has had quite the feud with Lance Dean recently.
Oh, I saw that, and she was victorious against Lance Dean their last match.
Yes, she was.
All right, okay. Well, now, Sonny Guy, if we can segue just very quickly. As you know, the Seattle Seahawks did lose their opener against Green Bay. How do you think they're going to do against the 49ers tomorrow in Seattle? Actually, Sunday in Seattle.
I'll say a draw.
A tie. Okay, so you're thinking that it'll be like the Vikings and the Seahawks tie on two missed field goals about 2 years ago?
I think so.
Oh, okay. A tie. Well, I myself, being part anarchist, like ties and the angst and controversy that it does create in the NFL. I'm all about ties. That's why I like draws in the Northwest wrestling scene. Draws.
I see.
Yeah.
All right.
A time limit. And that begs the question, Sun Guy, what is the most controversial draw you have seen while you yourself were in the ring reffing? The most controversial draw where you had to raise both hands.
Most controversial, let's see. I'd say J.B. Moonshine versus his cousin, Jameson. They had a double count out, a little bit controversial.
Oh, all right. Okay, I could see that. I could say. Now, what was Paul Moonshine's reaction to this?
I think he passed out.
Oh, he passed out, huh? Okay. Wow, that's okay. How about the second most memorial tie, where you had to raise both hands? Second most.
Recently, Lone Star and Buddy Highway had a time limit draw. The fans were demanding 5 more minutes, but I let it stand at the 15 minutes it was allotted. It was a draw.
Wow. All right. Okay. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Well, it's fine. I would like to thank Kevin Sullivan for his candid interview last Friday on Turnbuckle Turmoil. He answered the questions very well.
That Even though he wasn't on last Friday?
Last Sunday.
Yes.
Yes. Kevin Sullivan, if you're listening, that was a very nice interview. And I prefer.
Crowbar was on there.
What's that?
Crowbar was on there too. You didn't like his answers?
Oh yeah. You would. That was very good too. Yes, very nice. Somehow.
Our tribute to WCW World Championship Wrestling last week.
Yes. Yes, very good. Now, Sangha, do we have anything coming up in the month of October? Any interviews that stick out that you know right off the cuff of your sleeve?
I have our date book here.
Uh-oh.
On Fridays next month. Every Friday, Lou Crank is going to be joining us. It is going to be Lou Crank month, apparently. He has a huge show coming up
There's going to be professional wrestling and boxing on this show. It's called The Rumble at the Complex. A very interesting event coming up. That's going to be taking place in Inkster, Michigan, and Lou Crank is going to join us and give us every detail on that show.
Wow. Hey, now, if I remember, Lou Crank is one of the more, how would you say, one of the more seminal interview moments that we've had. I remember a special rapport with him. Yes, Lou Crank.
Yes. Now, just think of that rapport happening every Friday in the month of October.
Yes. It was almost as seminal and meaningful, at least to me, as the interview we had with one of the Killer Bees. Yes.
It wasn't Jim Brunzell.
B. Brian Blair, yes.
Yes. Jim Brunzell was glad it wasn't him, while B. Brian Blair wishes to Thez Almighty that it had been Jim Brunzell.
Aw, oh, come on! Have you been hearing Scuttlebutt, Sign Guy?
Yes.
Very disappointed. Okay. All right.
Next month in October for Turnbuckle on the Mothership on Sundays, first day of the month, we're going to have timekeeper Mike Blair on the show. He's a timekeeper up in the Northeast. It's going to be very interesting to get his point of view on the business. And then we will resume our tributes. We'll have our second ever tribute to Portland Wrestling, the Don Owens era, on the 8th. On the 15th, we're going to have our next installment of Second Generation Wrestlers. The 22nd, managers will once again be the forefront. And then on the 29th, wrapping that up, will be under 25 years of age superstars, all the young guys in the wrestling business. Should be a fantastic series of shows coming up in October.
Will Kane Jaden be on October 29th?
Well, you'll have to tune in on the 29th of October to find out. I do have several names confirmed. He may or may not be among them. But it looks like we're getting low on time. So to wrap this up nice and neat, you can find myself and QT tomorrow night in Portland for Rose City Wrestling. That's a 7 p.m. bell time tomorrow night. And we'll be back with you Sunday afternoon with our tribute to the National Wrestling Alliance. So make plans to join us Sunday. Come out, watch some professional wrestling. Lots of shows out there. Find one near you. Go support what they do. And we will talk to you on Sunday.
Okay.
Never heard like this before.